When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, it's 10:03 here on SENZ, and just reiterating the Warriors side, which was named last night for this clash against Newcastle at McDonald Jones Stadium. This Sunday, Sian Nicol Klokstad at the back, of course, Dallin Watene Zalesniak, Rocco Berry, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Marcelo Montoya, Te Mari Martin, Sean Johnson, Adam Fanua Blake, Wade Egan, Mitchell Barnett, Jackson Ford, Kirk Capewell back, and Tohu Harris, of course, is the leader. And then you've got on the interchange at this point, Dylan Walker, Tom Ali, Jacob Laban, Bunty Afua, Adam Pompey, Zion Maiu, Edward Corsi, Tane Tuapiki, and Tana Stoz-Smith. They're the remainder of the interchange, which, of course, will be shortened down by Andrew Webster at the appropriate time. So it's great to welcome back Bunty Afua and to have Dylan Walker off the bench and Kirk Capewell back. Sam, how are you reading that?
Listen, we expected both of those gentlemen to be a little while away, so to have them back now, thoroughly impressive. Very impressed to be able to have better call on that. I think Kirk Capewell really shores up that forward pack quite a lot. And you can see the size on the bench as well, which I find I'm really intrigued to see the philosophy behind it, because I think all four of those players on the bench can make such an impact. I'm really excited about how those changes can lead to different fortunes in the last couple of weeks.
Right, okay. Well, the Warriors do welcome back those two important forwards from their casualty ward for the start of their three-week away campaign in the NRL. And it is the Knights, as I said, that Kirk Capewell has overcome that throat injury. Bunty Afua returns from a hamstring issue to be named on the bench as they look to find their winning way again after, I think it's fair to say, a couple of stumbles. And we're thrilled to be able to welcome onto the show now the head coach of the Warriors, the reigning Dally M coach of the year, Andrew Webster. Good morning to you, Andrew, and thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, right. You get Kurt and Bunty back. How big a injection is that from your point of view?
Yeah, no, it's really big. Obviously got a few hurdles we've got to jump through with those two later in the week, just making sure they get through, but they're tracking really nicely, and we're excited to have them back in the team. I think it gives a bit of depth to our squad, and Capey plays 80 minutes, and he plays that same. Plenty of that is Bunty and that experience that he's got. If he gets through the rest of the week, I'll be excited and happy back.
Aside from that, you've kept the faith in the playing ranks. Were you considering changes after the losses?
Well, there's not much we can change right now. The players that I was putting in are all injured at the moment, but we've said all along we've got faith in who we pick each week. There's certainly no excuses, but yeah, I think the biggest thing is everyone's going to have to improve dramatically for us to achieve what we want to achieve and get back to how we're playing. But yeah, everyone knows that they can't take it for granted their spot. But as depth comes back, we get what we want. I think the squad may look different.
Are you concerned? The starts have been amazing. You played some terrific rugby league in the first 10, 15 minutes, even the first quarter. And then it looks like the intensity has dropped off. Is that the way you've seen it? And how do you fix that?
Yeah, it is. I think after 25 minutes, we don't look the same footy side. I think we've got to adapt to the scenarios. We've had a big opportunity this week where we get the train. And we've got to put some time into it. We've literally trained for 40 on the minutes on the field, done captain's run with a short turnaround. We just haven't had that opportunity to practice it, because it's certainly been something we've put attention to verbally, as though we've spoken about it. But We haven't had the opportunity to go on the field and actually do some scenarios and get better at it.
Have you been, from your defensive eye, have you been disappointed with the ease with which the opposition have been able to bounce back? In other words, the style of their tries, finding space out wide with defenders perhaps committing in a wee bit too soon or a bit too much. I mean, these are things that are coachable, I'm sure, but have you been disappointed with the ease with which you've let them back in?
Yeah, I think our concentration after our errors. 3 weeks ago, we were the best defensive team in the competition, averaging less tries than any other team. In the last 3 weeks, we don't look like the same size defensively. And, I think after our errors, our concentration has been poor. And then you've seen those fundamental defensive decisions that just aren't good enough. They've started to creep into our game. And one of our biggest things that we're proud of is trying to show resilience, and we've lost that part in our game. And when an error happens or a penalty happens, we've got to move on fast and get back to our next job and concentrate and stay in our system because it's so successful.
The other thing that I've noticed when they introduce the opposition introduce size off the bench, they tend to be able to make quite easy yardage through the middle with your players sort of trying to hang on to them. Is that a size issue or a technical issue?
That's certainly not a size issue. Everyone's big enough in our squad and good enough. I think that's the time, that period of the time you were talking about where we've got to tackle better during that period. The players who come off the bench, they've got to do their job and match the opposition's bench's intensity. And the people, because sometimes when they make changes and we've still got players that are out there doing a long stint and they've got to hold their gloves up better. But, it's certainly not a size issue. It's a technical issue. We've got to tackle better and we've got to get that grip back that we had in our defence.
Andrew, in terms of the attack, are you getting enough, do you feel, out of your kicking game? It appears you're using Sean pretty much 99% of the time. Are you expecting to get some more out of the other playmaker, in this case, Tamati Martin, as variation?
Mate, honestly, if Tamati kicked every now and then, that'd be great. Big thing for me of our kicking game, I think Sean's been exceptional. I think he's probably got one of the best kicking games in the NRL at the moment. And if you look at most clubs, they have their other playmaker might do one or two a game. But, you look at our South game a couple of weeks ago, just putting them in the corner and putting them there. Sean still had that same mindset, but the only drama is we haven't been backing it up defensively. Honestly, our tackling just hasn't not been anywhere we need it. And everyone was excited about our game because we'll keep it in their area, particularly South is a game to mention. And we've got to back up those kicks because that's where we get all our pressure on the opposition.
What do you note within the squad as you look around the dressing room and as you get them on the training paddock? What do you notice about the mood and the levels at the moment?
Oh, they're disappointed. They're sore. They're tired. That's in the dressing room. But this week, I see motivated. They've had 3 days off. We've had 2 really good days of training. We've got 2 more good days to come. Yeah, I see a team motivated. They're happy this week. Our squad's ambitious, though. We just got to get back to doing what we know wins. And then those smiles will be a lot bigger because we all know how much fun winning is. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to win. So just got to go after it this week.
Well, this is a really tough run of 3 games, the Knights, the Roosters and the Panthers. Have you set yourself an overall target in terms of points from this, or are you just attacking this one at a time?
No, boring saying, it's one at a time. We focus a lot on ourselves this week. Like I've mentioned before, we've got so many things we've got to fix. Actually, it's not that many. It's just we've got to fix it quick. It's probably 2 or 3 things. We're not focused on a 3-week block or anything like that. We're going away to travel, have some fun, we're staying home for the week. Our focus is on ourselves. How do we get better? And then we'll shift our attention to the Knights later in the week.
I was going to say, it hasn't been that long, actually, since you played the Knights. So what have you seen about their development since then with the scouting you've been able to do? the Kalyn Ponga issue, which is a bit of a problem for them. What are you expecting from them, and how do you see them as an opponent?
Well, I think on the weekend they were so gritty. They had a mentality where they just weren't going to leave the field without winning. They played Redcliffe, had been very good recently. Kalyn Ponga's replacement, he was on debut last week. I think he was man of the match. So he's an exciting prospect for them. So we've got to be careful of him. But their forward pack is just so aggressive, you know, the way they carry the footy, the way they get line speed and want to get into your face. So we're going to have to match fire with fire this week and make sure we get those improvements, because as you can't find in the NRL, if you don't turn up and do the things that you know wins you games of footy, it's going to be a long day.
Encouraging signs from Jacob Laban as he continues to develop, and you're using him more and more. And what about the introduction of Zion Mayu? He certainly got people on the edges of their seats with his first carry. Big, strong young kid.
Mate, they both run hard, that's for sure. Mate, they're learning the way, and it's so good to get to debut them through this period. Jacob's got three games under his belt now, which is just an unbelievable experience, and I think it'll pay us back. And yeah, Zion, I thought he brought a lot of intensity and a lot of impact to the game on the weekend. And he might have changed it a little bit, and he helped give us a chance to come home late in the game. But yeah, we're really excited about our kids, and yeah, we're just glad that they do them and see them do well.
And can I ask you about a prospective rule change? They're talking about the danger elements and the long carry back from the restarts, etc., which is one of the points in the game which I think people absolutely love. But, of course, there is the danger element of big bodies and heads clashing. What do you feel about that rule?
It's hard for me because I'm not the one carrying the footy. But that's the bit I think everyone loves. And I think that gladiator element of rugby league is what we're all excited about. But we can't see people getting concussed and injured all the time, but if on a personal note, that's you know, the gladiator aspect of our game so important and exciting, but we've also got to look after them. And you know, I'd like to see the research figures around it, exactly how that works, which I haven't dived into too much. I only tend to worry about what I can control. It'd be a shame to see it go, but I'm sure the NRL have got the players' best interest at heart.
And great success at the club with a title last weekend. That would have lifted the club as a unit. And I guess in the future, it's going to create some competition and some young names going forward as well.
Yeah, I mean, we created history. It's our first year we've had an under-17s team, the Harold Matthews team in New South Wales competition. And, you know, obviously there was a big period there with COVID where our kids didn't get to play or travel overseas. So to do it in our first year, like TJ, the coach, the playing group, I think we're going to have some exciting players. But that's our whole dream, is to make sure kids never want to leave New Zealand and go play for an Australian club. When you get success like that under 17s, straight away, I think it tells every kid, well, I want to go to the Warriors because that's going to be the best pathway for me.
I've just got a text, and Webby, if you could answer that for us. One pundit has come in and said, can I ask why the Warriors don't go wide as often as the best teams do? Is that the way you see it?
When we attack try lines, we're very good at playing through teams. We've got a big forward pack. We've got Wade Egan, Terry Hooker. We have a little different style, but I agree with the viewers. Coming out of our own end and in the middle of the field, we'd like to move forward. Maybe the ball. We're coming first for metres in the competition, so we're doing a pretty good job to get ourselves up the field. But I feel like we could ice a few more opportunities by shifting the ball at the right time. And yeah, I don't disagree with the text. But yeah, there's also a balance to it, and make sure that we don't lose what's really good about us.
So what's the program for the remainder of this week for your squad?
We train tomorrow. We then travel the next day to Newcastle. We train over in Newcastle locally, and then we play on Sunday. So I'll be here before we know it. It just feels so much different having a longer turnaround, and yeah, we're excited.
And do you commute, or are you going to stay?
We're going to stay. So we're going to stay on the Central Coast after, for those who know New South Wales, and That's between Newcastle and Sydney. And then we'll travel down from there to play the Roosters for next week. So, yeah, we're on the road 3 weeks in a row. We don't want to be on the road the whole time, so we'll come home after the Roosters. And then we'll fly back to play Penrith. But, yeah, we can't be away from our families that long. But I think it's beneficial this week that we get away, have a little camp. And just save that flight in between and that travel time.
And I guess one thing you wouldn't get sick of just finally is looking out of your perch there at Go Media Mount Smart Stadium and just seeing sellout after sellout. It's quite phenomenal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing is, we're here to win and we're just so proud of our fans. And when we don't win, it guts you a little bit because they're so loyal and how they've been turning up. And they've been so excited to see our boys play. Our boys have been trying so hard, but we haven't executed the way we want to and done what we want to do it. But just super proud to see those fans turn up in it. It's not lost on the staff or the playing group. So, it's not just them turning up, it's how loud they are. And we've just got a unique fan base and they create such a good atmosphere.
Webby, great to catch up with you. I realise you're a busy man and enjoy the trip to Newcastle and, of course, as well to the Roosters. And as you well know, I think everyone in this country, you've converted to being absolute Warriors fans and right behind you, whatever. So all the best and travel safe, eh?
No, thanks for all the support, everyone. And we know you're behind us. And hopefully we do proud this week. Cheers, mate.